Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Michelle, and this is our wonderful makeup artist, Christian, and our lovely model, Marcy. And today, Christian is going to take us through some tips and tricks with the Youth Activating BB Cream.
Hello. Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about your routine right now with your skin and the colors you're using now.
Well, I have some challenges. Oftentimes when I go looking for different things with my face, the color can be a little challenging because I have a lot of pink undertones. And so when I choose different colors, it'll make me look a little orange if I go the wrong direction.
I can see how that happens.
Sure. And, you know, when you're choosing your own shade, you can use our wonderful shade card that we have here to help. But today, Christian's going to walk us through how to do a little bit more customized shade if you're not a perfect match for one of these.
Yes, so Marcy's is definitely a 1, but it might be a little bit too light. So I'm going to add a tiny bit of 4. So when matching colors, most of us usually use the hand or the bottom of the hand. And it can be a little bit off. So let me show you that.
That's true, because her face and her inside of her arms they are a lot different.
So see, it's a little very yellow.
Right.
And then the top. So the closest to the face is usually this area right here.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and use
That's a great tip.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and use 3 drops of shade 1 and just a tiny bit of 4.
Now, Christian, why would you use shade 4? Because Marcy is so fair.
She's fair, but shade 1 alone is a little bit too light. So adding a little bit of warmth is going to be a perfect match for summer right now. In winter, she might be a shade 1 alone.
Okay.
So you just want to swatch that downwards. That way for me. See, that's a perfect match. There's no orange. There's not too much pink. It's just a very neutral tone for her.
So he's really helping to solve your problem, Marcy.
I love it.
And she has a little bit of redness in her chin and nose area, so this is going to neutralize that.
Not only does it neutralize it, it's really a perfect match.
Oh, if you can get rid of that, you're my favorite person.
And you get SPF.
Yay!
Right, because not only is it covering and providing that even look, it's correcting, hydrating, and protecting with that SPF 30.
Yes. So now I'm going to actually use shade 1 just to brighten underneath the eyes. So I'm using shade 1 alone. Look up for me. She has a little bit of redness right here in the eye area. So this is going to kind of neutralize that too, give her that awake, fresh look.
And that can help correct any circles you might have under your eyes as well.
And it is not going to crease because it's a very light product. It's not heavy. It's not like a concealer, which is really dry. This is very lightweight.
That's true. Sometimes if you put concealer and then you put something different on top of it, it has that different texture and it's not quite a smooth finish.
Exactly.
But I'm looking at Marcy now and it's very seamless.
So they're the same texture, so it's going to look very natural.
It looks amazing.
There you go.
Can't tell I have a toddler.
How does it feel?
It feels really nice. Very light and natural.
So Marcy, do you prefer a dewy finish or more of a matte finish?
I prefer a dewy finish.
So this is a perfect finish for dewy. You don't have to set it with nothing. Just leave it as is.
And she looks fantastic. Thank you so much, Christian. And thank you, Marcy. And thank you, everybody, for watching.